All right, episode 92. I love the dance to the intro music. That's pretty bitchin'.
I started a wave and you didn't finish it.
Oh, well, I'm not very limber. Get a little bit older.
This is
and
why the podcast needs to be on video.
Yeah, it would be an interesting experience on YouTube.
To
but
see.
Does anybody really want to watch themselves,
no.
though? You know,
and we would be the only people watching them.
Yeah, yeah, it would be upsetting when the YouTube views are like six.
Yeah, but the podcast listens are in the thousands. So
yeah, well, yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, for sure. All right, so episode, what are we on? 92. We're back.
No idea.
We're back with Zoe.
Hello.
We just had lunch.
We did.
Which was delicious.
Talked about football.
As always, we talked about football.
Go Jackets.
Gearing up for the year. And said, hey, you want to do a quick pod? Everybody's
and the
out to shoot.
Is always yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's, so I thought, we haven't done one of these in a while. I thought we'd do a little brand review rather than trying to come up with other, you know, we did one on Adidas back in the day and sort of brands we know and love and things like that, right?
You guys did do that.
So, one of the brands you love, and I know I'm springing this on you, right? So.
Spring it.
It's about to be sprung. IKEA.
IKEA.
IKEA's a great brand.
IKEA,
love it.
IKEA.
You love IKEA.
I love IKEA.
Right? All right. What's your initial impression about IKEA and why do you love IKEA?
To IKEA to walk through the maze and it's genuinely calming.
Really?
Yes. And,
well, there are a lot of people that hate through.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get to see all of the furniture. I get to sit in the chairs.
Okay.
I go to chair school. I get to sit in the chairs and judge
this
them.
This is true. We have a couple of those chairs
get
at home
some
now.
Swedish meatballs.
Yeah.
Well, I actually don't use the cafeteria very much. But
no,
the,
I don't either.
But the, like, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I need a new storage solution for XYZ. Oh,
okay.
The marketplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And get your lingonberry soda.
Exactly. On the way out. Get my $1 humongous chocolate bar. Yeah.
Do they still have those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they had something. Didn't they have an ice cream cone at one point?
It's 25 cents for like a frozen yogurt cone.
What?
Yeah. And you buy a token and then you put the token in the machine and it does it for you. It's a whole automated system.
Okay. But is it a scam in that you have to buy like 10 tokens?
No.
Okay.
No. You pay and then it's like a whole experience that you've bought for the
ice cream. Okay, it's like the cart at Aldi except this is ice cream.
Exactly.
Well, here's what's interesting. I mentioned, hey, what do you love about IKEA? And the first thing you mentioned, I think, is probably the thing that people like the least about IKEA.
Yeah, is the maze.
I don't know what that says about you, but I think that's interesting.
I've always been an odd nut. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say anything. There is definitely something to, I mean, it's well designed. It's well thought out. You do have the cut throughs, you know, and our local IKEA, as I'm sure they are, you know, similar in other parts of the world or whatever. There are the shortcuts, but then there's also the cut down where you don't have to go through the big maze. You can
go
straight down to the marketplace.
Yeah.
Or if you need to get I need to get to J28.
Yeah. In the warehouse.
Heimdall.
Sure.
You know, table or whatever, bathroom vanity, things like that, you know. There's ways to work the system, if that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
But
I love the experience. I love not even talking about how much I love the furniture and the pieces that they create and the designers that they collaborate with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fantastic, the experience.
Okay, well, let's talk about that for a second then, you know, because I've done a few little talking engagements in the past and things like that about trying to explain what is a brand, right? You talk about what is a brand and how it's more than just a logo. And like part of Chick-fil-A's brand is that they never say thank you. They always say my pleasure.
Yep.
You know, like Starbucks has a very specific brand that is, you know, and so it is the sum of all touch points, right? That is internalized, that, you know, is a feeling. It's more than just, oh, here's what is the logo green or is it orange?
Here's the product. Yeah.
So you picked up on that.
Well, it's the entire identity, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, the experience, you know, you love IKEA, yet we haven't even talked about any of the actual design or anything. You're talking really more about the experience of IKEA, right?
But I interact with the experience right now more than I interact with the process of buying the furniture and building it.
Okay.
Although, if anyone wants me to build their IKEA furniture, sign me up.
Do you like
it? I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, one of my projects was we had to make our piece be put together IKEA style, and you made an IKEA manual with it.
Okay, cool.
Using all of the CAD drawings that we produced. It's like, I love that whole process and the putting together of it. I think the people.
Again, I'm going to point out that that's probably the second level of hell for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. In regards to like, I have a little miniature Allen wrench. And I have to spend the next five hours
trying to. Oh, God, you hate the Allen wrenches.
Well, I hate that, like, the tools are too small.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
they're not ergonomic at all.
Yeah.
But they're not meant to be.
It's okay. Like, well, yeah, it's a disposable thing that comes with, you know, it's just meant to basically build this shelf and then never move, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. I understand why it is the way it is. I just feel like, oh my God, I have like 483 of these things.
I do have an entire Ziploc bag of Allen wrenches.
You know? Yep. Oh yeah, I keep them all too. Exactly. Why? Why do we keep them all? I don't know.
One of your pieces might come without an Allen wrench and then you're...
This is true.
You're out an Allen wrench.
I've got like 20 of them though. You know? I think you stuff to the level of capacity. So because I've got the room in the drawer downstairs in the garage for the tools, I just keep putting them in there.
There's the Allen wrench drawer.
The first level of hell is normally the maze. The second is the building, but those are the two things that you seem to love the most, which is interesting.
Yes.
So, what else about, I can start going on.
But it's my playground.
Yeah.
It's everything that
I love.
Do you
use it as a source of inspiration?
We do actually do IKEA field trips.
Okay.
Like my cohort and I, we're all going to go sit in their chairs.
That's cool.
And be judgy.
What about, IKEA hacks?
What do you mean?
Have you ever looked up the IKEA hacks online? How it's like, oh, I built this furniture, but I'm not using it the way that it was intended.
Yeah.
I've taken this bookshelf and I've turned it on its side.
And now
it's a bench with storage, you know, things like that, right?
I don't have the furniture right now to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not buying furniture right now.
Understood. But I'm curious about your take on that.
I like
it's like
that.
A second utilization
it's
of the brand.
There's a term for it that Lego uses when it's using the piece for something other than its intended purpose, but it's still successful.
I have no idea.
The bonsai tree Lego set
uses
pink frogs
instead
of like for the cherry blossoms or whatever the flower is.
Yeah, yeah.
So you cover your bonsai tree Lego set in pink frogs.
Oh, that's cool.
And it gives the effect that you want.
Yeah.
So I think that's great, but I think that's...
It's repurposing.
It's repurposing, but I think that's why the brand is successful and the entire identity is it can be multifaceted and kind of shift around.
Well, I think it's an interesting... Let me jump in here for a minute here. I think it's interesting that I think maybe the brand, as great brands often do, evolve, right, as the general populace evolves and as your organization and grows in terms of how old it is and all like that constantly. So it's obviously about innovation. I mean, almost every single organization would say it's about innovation, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you make cars or furniture or software or even don't even make anything, you just provide a service. You know, it's all about what have you done for me lately and the innovation and things there, right? So I think about their brand from a historical perspective of, oh, it's cheap Swedish crappy furniture, right? Like, it was leading with the inexpensive aspect.
It does the job.
Yeah, it does the job, and it's very inexpensive because furniture can be unbelievably expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a big wooden, you know, dining
table.
Room table or what? Yeah, I mean, those things, you know, can get up there, right?
Yeah.
So it was okay. Wow. Yeah, I can. It's not rooms to go in terms of trying to be that buy the room and it's, you know, it's an inexpensive, you know, starter set, whatever. It was a different like particle board furniture. What the hell? You know, kind of like that lower end tier, right? And what I think I really enjoy about the brand and what I love about their brand is that, yes, they still have the inexpensive quality to it, right? And they are known for that, but coupled with, you know, stellar design, right? And part of the design is the problem solving of
flatlay.
Of shipping and flatlay. Yeah, exactly. So as I've become more sophisticated, as I've gotten older with my purchasing needs and things along those lines, right? I've come to admire, like, you know, what you're saying about the green frogs, right? The multiplicity, or dare I say duplicity, of how one sort of core set of design parameters can then become all of these different things, the modular aspect of it, right? And we've utilized IKEA for wardrobes and shelving and floating shelves and a lot of accent pieces and little, you know, and then kind of grew, you know, always with more of the, excuse me, like the bookshelfy kind of type of IKEA, right?
Yeah.
And then kind of grew into the furniture and was like, oh,
this is a nice couch.
Hey, this little couch is great for the office. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's, you know, you kind of plus up and into other areas. And so I've really come to appreciate their design.
The way they do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And how they, I will say this, when they commit, I mean, they commit. They'll commit to a color or a finish or a lacquer or whatever, and it'll be like,
this year's color is Viva Magenta with Pantone.
Yeah.
There's the entire Viva Magenta corner in IKEA right now.
Yeah, exactly. Is
Perfect.
It really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I haven't been in a while. Because I never, unlike you, for the most part, I kind of know what I need, and I will just right down into the warehouse part and you know, buy that, scurry around like
more
a squirrel.
More often than not, I go through the marketplace and then the warehouse as opposed to just as opposed to the showroom. But
my frustration is more with the it's like traffic.
The people?
It's like being stuck behind people that either
never,
don't know the rules.
I will never go on a Sunday afternoon.
Ever.
We go Tuesday mornings.
Yeah, there you go. That's the perfect time.
There's
it's like going
no,
to the bank.
There's no like Saturday. Oh, let's take a gander around IKEA. Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
Don't go to the bank on payday Friday if you only have one transaction
exactly.
to make. I gotcha.
So there are rules, but I also understand that it's out of the norm that we have an IKEA. Quarter of a mile away.
And
people travel from other states.
Oh yeah, man. Every time you go to IKEA, there's the U-Haul trucks or whatever, where it's like, I'm buying
today.
The entire kitchen or whatever, all the cabinets, all the stuff. You
and
know?
We live in North Carolina or whatever.
Exactly. They're in most. I mean, I don't want to say most, but they've got the coasts, I think, pretty well covered in regards to, like,
for us.
The Florida. I mean, we're not on the coast here, but, like, you know, the Northeast, the West Coast, all that good stuff. You know? I love the design methodology that goes into it.
Yes.
And then as I've built more IKEA furniture over the years and just experienced more of their products, I think that, yes, while they started as a, like, oh, it's cheap, flimsy particle board. Like, build it where it needs to live, and then don't ever move it.
Exactly.
Because the minute you pick it up and try to put it somewhere else, it'll fall apart like a house of cards. I think they've maybe shed that a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's higher
for a lot of people.
But on the topic of their, like, we're committing to this bit.
Yeah.
Any cause that they commit to, I feel like they go very full throttle into.
Yeah.
We're not dilly dallying around here. They committed to carbon neutrality in some form or another.
Really?
Yeah, and they've held that.
Nice.
Trying to think, all of their air purifiers right now and all of the design that they did with that were pretty revolutionary.
Interesting. Interesting.
They make tables that have purifiers under them.
Okay, is this in response to
climate and everything?
The global plague?
Yeah.
Or it's just a. Okay.
Well, it came out of the global plague.
Okay. All right, interesting. Is there anything you don't like about IKEA? Well, I'll throw one out while you're thinking. While you're pontificating. I love going there for the frames, right? And I'm like, oh, frames, because frames are expensive.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, you need
a lot of IKEA
them,
frames, actually.
And I cannot stand that none of the frames are really Western sizes. You know, we are an 18 by 24.
Yes. Why is it
24
by
36? It's all these funky, wacky metric, you know.
Why is it 10 by 14?
I know, but aren't 5x7 portrait, like, little printouts or pictures and 8x10s?
Isn't that
kind of standard? You know, like, so there's always that weird, like, oh, something's just a little bit off. And I love the lighting. I love going through the lighting and seeing the, you know, sconces or hanging. Actually, our entire office is actually all, when we built out our space, all of those hanging lights you can see here are all IKEA. We painted them all because they only came black, but, you know, but the lighting, same thing. It's like just a little bit off. It's like, oh, this bulb is a little different.
This
like the
great.
Sizing
but
is, you know.
Yeah. You bought the IKEA lamp and you got to buy the IKEA bulbs.
So, you know, it's kind of brilliant in an Apple kind of way in that
you can only use the lightning USB for blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Once you're in the ecosystem, you're kind of trapped in the ecosystem, you know. But sometimes you've just got an 11x17 magical piece of comic book art you need to frame. And there's no good frames that have a proper mat all the way around.
Those silver frames in your office are screaming.
I bought 30 of those. Because I was like, they're, you know, it is a little bit of the Hong Kong rule of travel, too, where it's like, you gotta buy it all, like buy it all while you see it, because if you go back 6 months later,
out of stock,
yeah,
I don't
might
make
not
it
be
anymore.
There.
Yeah,
exactly.
And we have to furnish the whole, office. And
exactly.
The silver frames. Okay, I will say.
So I mean that's a minor thing.
Yeah.
And I understand it's metric, it's European, they're global. I mean I get it. You know, but all right.
Okay,
over to you.
The checkout experience.
Hmm.
It lacks.
Yeah, I agree with
like
that.
It's like I'm holding one plant and like some towels.
Okay.
For the apartment, for whatever.
Got it.
Why am I competing with a guy who has his entire kitchen for the self-checkout?
Yeah. Well, do they not have a...
They have the quote-unquote 10-item or less.
Yeah.
Not enforced.
Yeah.
Not enforced.
Okay. That's
and then I think post-COVID, they don't have people working actual checkout
There's a lot
anymore.
Less people working. In the,
yeah.
It's a lot more self-checkout,
well, we're
which is a bad
weird,
idea in general.
We're in a weird position, I think, where it's not automated enough, but we're relying on the automation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, understood.
So the infrastructure hasn't been built out yet. Yeah. But we're relying on what we have already.
Yeah.
And the people that would have been working the checkout lanes are now working the self-checkout monitoring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if it was automated enough to have it self-regulated, via whole, like, kind of Amazon style.
I feel that way a little bit about Target, too. It's like you got all these checkouts, you got all these things, but everybody's clumped over in one corner, but nobody really knows what they're doing. Yes. I mean, we are in a kind of a transition.
Yeah, I scanned something wrong, and it took me 5 minutes to wait for somebody to come just beep, boop, beep, boop.
Yeah, that's super annoying.
Here we go, So I love the whole experience, so it's worth it.
Yeah.
It is not worth it Sunday at 4 o'clock.
No, obviously. Absolutely not.
Avoiding the quote unquote problematic times.
Now shifting gears really quick, and then we can wrap this up. Because you're talking about the brand as an experience holistically, which I love.
Sure.
What about the actual design of the blue and yellow and the logo
the
and the type and everything?
Are we talking like the products?
No, we're talking about like literally the logo. None of the products.
Yeah, okay.
Just the logo of IKEA.
I love it.
You love it. The big yellow type on a blue building.
If I could buy a blue IKEA hat. Like a blue, like IKEA blue with the yellow IKEA type.
Really?
100% would
do it. I'm sure they're out there somewhere.
I would wear it all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got a birthday coming up. Maybe we'll get you an IKEA hat. well, I thought it was smart that it's, it's the colors of Sweden. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the flag colors. Yeah. I always thought that was great. And they, they put a little flag over here. It's subtle. You know what I mean?
It's elegant.
It's not like
in your face, America.
Yeah, I think it's kind of Swedish enough from the naming of all of the products.
Yes.
But I would almost clue that into make a negative a positive, right? Like the old joke about Volvo, boxy but safe, right?
Yes.
And it's like, okay, that's like. Yeah, we don't have the great, this was back in the 80s. Like, we don't have the design shops that Mercedes has, but hey, we kick everybody's ass in safety rating and things like that, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's, they don't really lean into it a ton, I don't think, but just the fact that all of the products are named so funny and wacky and weird and
there's
umlauts
and weird things. To us.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That I feel like that is kind of Swedish enough.
Mm-hmm.
Where they don't emblazon the Swedish flags on everything, and some of the stuff, I'm saying, there's a lot of Malmö and there's a lot of stuff that's totally normally, pronounced, I guess, agnostic of what country you may be buying IKEA products in, but, I like the type. I think, the big, thick, chunky letters really works for a big box retailer, Imagine if it was a Neue thin or light typeface.
Yeah.
It wouldn't
or
work at all.
Extra thin light? Yeah, absolutely not.
Doesn't make sense at all.
IKEA.
So.
You read that as IKEA?
Yeah. It needs to be kind of big and thick and chunky.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with it.
I like it.
All right, cool. Well, hey, IKEA, go.
I love IKEA.
Give it a whirl.
If they ever want to hire me for literally anything in the history of ever, that's the dream job.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you move to Sweden to really?
Yes.
Okay. Do they is everybody like from a design perspective and I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm gonna say I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Is everyone in Sweden? I mean, I was wondering if
I
they
assume
had like regional offices.
No idea.
Yeah.
None. I would commit to Sweden though.
Yeah.
Or IKEA.
I'll come back.
I mean, we're supposed to call them IKEA, but it's IKEA.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not here. It's not.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's IKEA.
Sorry, IKEA. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny. All right. Well, hey, where can everybody find us, Zoe?
They can find us on the interwebs at mocktheagency.com and all of the socials at mocktheagency.
Great. Where can they find you if anybody's interested in giving you an IKEA job? Right?
ZoeOmock.com.
Okay.
For everything.
Sweet.
LinkedIn. Blue Sky now.
Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out Blue Sky.
Shout out Blue Sky.
All the good stuff.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks, and we'll chat with you next time.
Mm-hmm.